It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not sitting here telling you that you're not allowed to win games when your best player is out. But I am here to tell you that your expectations for any team missing their best player should change. They absolutely should. I'm not offering that just to the Warriors. I'm offering that to everybody. Absolutely everybody. Steph Curry is not there. That is automatically a worse team. Jokic is not there. That is automatically a lesser team. They're allowed to win games. They just did. They came in here and whipped the Warriors without Nikola Jokic. LeBron James is out. That's a worse team. Jaren Jackson is out. It's a worse team. Kawhi Leonard is out. Worse team. You get the idea. So I guess today for me, Dibs, is a little bit of a combo platter. It's not a panic. I'm not going to panic when Steph Curry has only played three of the last 16 quarters for the Warriors. There's no panic, but there's plenty of frustration. There's plenty of frustration and pointing out where this conversation started a week ago, which is that I am having a hard time buying that the Warriors are Steve Wilkes built for this.
Depends on if he is built for this. And Jimmy Butler in his comments last night, we need 30 back. And Steve Kerr earlier this week when we had him on the show and I asked him about the Warrior culture, and he said, Steph Curry is the Warrior culture. And then he went into more detail about what the exact culture is. And I'm in the midst, Mark, of breaking down the non-Steph games this year and how they went, because we know that the Warriors this year, I believe, are 7-5 when he doesn't play.
Is that where it's at?
I think that's the number.
Okay.
Because Steph Curry is 34-26.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 7-5 without Steph. And I'm just going through 3-point percentages in the games when Steph didn't play. First game he missed against New Orleans, they won. They went 21-46 from three. They 21-46. There's
Say
another
that
one that's going to stun you
Say
even
that
more.
That was the Lindy Waters game, if you remember.
Oh,
yeah, thank you. I'll never forget
one,
it.
That was the one that led to my take that they should want Lindy Waters in there more than D'Anthony Melton.
Right.
I did that for a day.
And they ended up trading both of them.
Yeah.
So that one aged okay.
Not really, but anyway, go ahead.
They beat New Orleans again two nights later.
Yep.
They went 13-38, which is right about their season average, and they got a win. I won't run through all of it, but I'll tell you a couple. One, they beat Houston in overtime, and they were 15-32 from three.
Okay.
They lost to the Clippers without Steph. They were 7-38 from three, which is an 18.4%. They beat Memphis by 8. They were 23-43, no Steph from 3. So it kind of leads to my earlier point of Steph or no Steph, They shoot almost more threes than anyone other than Boston. And if they make their threes without Steph, they're going to win.
Dude,
if they don't make the threes without Steph, you're getting hammered.
There is a piece of this that almost feels like the curtain is getting pulled back on the Wizard of Oz. This is not great for the drama of the league, for the intrigue of the league, or the ratings of 95.7 the game. Because everybody wants more analysis than that. They want more opinion than that. But that is what you just said is a reality. It is an unfortunate reality of today's NBA. People fire up crap loads of threes. And if a decent north of 40% of them go in, you win.
Yep.
And if less than 30% of them go in, you lose. And it's somewhere in the middle where the clutch game happens. That's the deal. That's the deal. And I know that that robs us of our heroes, okay? But I still think that you can tuck into that the presence of Steph Curry because he is a star player. And, oh, by the way, he's also their best three-point shooter. So all of those aspects, they become tougher. Your best three-point shooter's not there, and your spacing gets messed up when Steph Curry's not out there because they get to guard you more. Because when Steph's on the court, they don't guard you.
Right.
Moses can just stand by himself in the corner and nobody cares. Draymond, your threes couldn't be more wide open. Right? So that's the trickle-down effect. So it's a little of both, but what you're saying is reality.
Right.
It's just reality. They have not made their three-point attempts on this road trip.
They shot 26% in a game without Steph, 10 of 38. 26%. You think they won that game?
No.
No, they lost by 12 to Indiana. They shot 32% against Houston and won. That was the 99-93 funky game.
30% something, that's the middle ground. That's where the close games come.
And that's when Kuminga scored, I think, at then a career high, like 34
more.
Yes.
They were 16 of 50 against OKC. 32%. They lost by four.
That's a loss.
But it's a clutch game.
It's a close one,
to your point. And not to bury everyone with numbers, but I was just looking at the stats for the entire league. 42% of all field goal attempts in the association are threes. 42%. So we talk about it being a make or miss league. It's become such a make or miss league so as to become a little bit mundane. And that is something that Adam Silver and company, I do think, have to fix because I'm all for the three, but it's become just the three. It's drive to the hoop and who can I kick it out to? And then it's another kick out, another kick out, another kick out.
That's a piece of it. Like, I've reasoned with all the three-point shooting, but there's about two or three possessions a game that do feel frustrating where somebody literally drives inside and seemingly has a layup or a really high percentage look, and they kick it back out.
Right.
They kick it back out for a three. You know, maybe that's analytics, maybe it's habit, maybe it's some of both. I don't know. But
it's analytics.
Yeah,
because,
it's not great.
Well, in the league-wide, even if the league shoots 33%, and if you shoot 40 threes a game and you shoot 33%, that's, you know, basically 13 makes. And if you shoot 50 twos and you shoot 50% on those, that's 25 makes. So you probably get more bang for your buck on the three based on how many you're going to take. And look at Boston. They shoot about 54% of their shots from three.
Really good at it, though.
Right. Well,
really,
they have, like,
really good
everybody can
they
shoot it.
Yeah. They surround the three-point arc with a lot of people who make a lot of shots. The weird thing about Boston, you watch a game, everybody's sort of like the perception that's like, oh, it's Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and then, you know, they got Derek White out there, maybe sprinkling a little bit of Al Horford. That's Boston. They bring in a second unit. It's like littered with a bunch of white dudes you've never heard of, and they're out there just crushing threes. Like, I don't even know who half those dudes are. And they will just kill you with the three-point shot.
It's all they do.
Yeah, that's it. And they're out there winning championships.
Yeah.
So, you know, a piece of it is that. The Warriors just missed all their shots on these two games so far. Let's go to Deborah in San Leandro. Hi, Deborah. And we're asking callers, what's bugging you? What is bothering you most about the Warriors right now? Deborah, thank you for the call. What's up?
All right, thank you, guys. Look, I won't take up your whole show because I could, but let me tell you. So I was really high. I'm saying, okay, we have the potential. Yeah, we could. If we get in a 7-game series because of our experience and because our guys think the game, our main guys, we could win a series or two, right? And then I'm looking at them playing Atlanta, and I'm looking at them playing the Heat, and I'm saying they're missing. They don't have it. I don't feel they have what it takes to win it all now. I felt they had it, but I don't. Because if, I don't want to hear about, like you said, we're not up for the game. That has nothing to do with your defense. You play defense. They're not playing defense. They're making awful passes. And it's a mental thing, not a physical thing. It's a mental thing to me. And that's what I have a problem with.
I totally agree, Deborah. That's why I said what I said 15 minutes ago. If they, I get it. This is media speak from a lot of these guys after games, and that's the way you have to handle it. You have to say what you have to say, and it has to be kind of honest, but not brutally honest. Like, it's a little game that everybody plays. But if this was all totally factual, then the Warriors need therapy. Like, if you literally are having a hard time getting ready to play, if you're literally having a hard time putting out effort in moments like these, if the other team, quote, wants it more.
Right.
All of these cliches, if that were actually totally true, then yes, I wouldn't look to acquire Jimmy Butler. I'd look to acquire a psychologist, because that's crazy. You can't tell me that a team that is supposedly made up of champions who are, as we've been told, obsessed with a fifth ring for Steph Curry. Do they look obsessed to you? And by the way, I think they are. I think they are. So it's not a matter of them not being ready. It's a matter of they've got some holes. They're not a great team. They're a good team. They're not a great team. But they have got to make shots, number one, and they have to be whole. That's just how I feel. I think the Warriors can possibly maneuver in the playoffs, but they've got to be whole.
Agreed. But in the meantime, when you're not whole, you've got to show more in the effort category than you did the last two games. And it hasn't totally shaken me off of the idea that I think that they should be able to get into a second series, but the last two losses have shaken me. And you and I joked before the show, you're like, why don't you ask me the question you always ask me about over-under playoff wins?
Do
and
it.
You've been under 4.5 playoff wins for the Warriors, meaning you don't think that they're going to win a series. And I told you before the show, I'm not going to ask you, because after these last two games, why would your answer change?
It wouldn't.
Even a little bit more cemented in the reality.
I'm not convinced they're going to get a series.
Right.
So that's not me saying they can't. That's me saying that if you want me to bet my money right now on that, that's clearly the favorite. That's clearly where the odds would go, which is the Warriors not winning one playoff series, because they haven't even secured a series yet. Not even close.
Well, and if you wind up in the play-in and you wind up as the 8 seed and you get Oklahoma City, who still has a chance to win 70 games. They're 60-12. I doubt they'll push for that. But if you look at the list of teams who have won 65 or more games, there's a large percentage of them who go on to win the NBA championship. And I mentioned this before about their plus-minus point differential. They're number one all-time. Right now, also.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say it again. Their point differential is number one all time.
12.9 right now.
Right. And teams that are 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 all went on to win the championship in that season where they were among this elite group. So, yeah, count me out on the Warriors being able to upset OKC. Can you get the 6 and get a favorable matchup against the 3? Sure. Are you still able to right the ship after these two bad losses? Of course. But what you said about them being whole, absolutely.
You better be whole.
Well, and I don't think you need to be whole against New Orleans or San Antonio, but
I do.
Well, no matter what you got to go out and show more effort.
Well, but again, I don't want to fall into, oh, if they're playing bad, that must mean that they're not trying. They are trying. This is their best on some nights. If Steph's
that's not good enough.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
And I don't know if that's their best.
I mean, this is what they've got right now. If Steph's not there and the role players aren't hitting shots, this is what it looks like.
Fair enough. Well,
this is it. This isn't a poor effort or a weird night. This is it. That's a night where shots aren't falling for role players. That's what it looks like. It's not a very good team.
Even when shots are falling for role players, and I'm going to go to the next game on my list, you shot 16 of 38, 42% from 3 without Steph. You lost to Atlanta by 9. You gave up .124. So that game right now on my list of non-Steph games is the outlier. You shot it really well, 42% from 3, 16 makes. Atlanta shot it better. Your defense stunk.
Yep.
And, you know, Draymond talked about it being a bad loss and this can't happen and this and that. So that's the one that kind of stings because, yeah, last night you shot it terribly. You lost. No Steph. That's predictable. And I should share this pattern with everyone through some social media because other than the Atlanta game, no Steph Curry, you shoot it less than average, you lose. You shoot it better than average, you win.
Yep.
Yeah. The Atlanta game, though, is the weird one because you did shoot 42% from 3 and you still lost by almost double digits.
Yeah, they kept chasing him. Like, I will give him that. In the Atlanta game, that was a much more entertaining game than the one last night because they kept chasing him. Like, they kept coming. They kept, like, okay, we got behind, but we're going to make a run. And they kept coming and staying in the game, but they just couldn't get stops. They could not get stops. So they lose that game. Last night, as I said, last night was something that happens every July 4th for people who love to have that little party on their driveway. Just one out of every 9 fireworks, just total dud. Total dud. I couldn't believe that that was last night's game. After all that excitement, that was what they had for the world? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Fans there didn't even care.
Well, they were booing him early.
Yeah,
and
they mustered up some boos, you know, whatever, have a couple drinks. But, like, Steve said it after the game. He's like, yeah, it was not an intense environment at all. Nothing.
Well, the Warriors didn't allow it to get intense. You go down by 17 at the half, and just looking at the Atlanta game, you were minus 17 after the opening 12 minutes. So as much as you shot it well, you dug such a hole, and that's been a big part of this. And, you know, we can listen to all the sound bites about, you know, we didn't come ready to play and whatnot. It's been the first quarter, Mark. It's been, for me, and I'll go through the non-Steph games and see what their first quarter differential is, but it really feels like even when he's out there a lot of the time, they're just not a good first quarter team.
Here's what Steve Kerr said last night when he was asked about the environment.
I didn't know what was going on pregame because there was a video with no sound. So I was wondering what was happening. You know, Miami is it's a great place to live. So people don't ever seem too amped up around here. They're living the good life. So it really wasn't that rabid of an environment. It was typical Miami. I think the main part of Jimmy's return is that the Heat were ready and Spo had him ready. And I mean, you shoot 17 for 25 from three, you're going to win. But I thought it was how hard they played, how well they competed. They took it to us tonight.
It's kind of an interesting comment in there. Somewhere tucked in there, it sounds like Steve Kerr is insinuating that you only are able to muster up big time, hardcore, kind of controversial environments at a sporting event if you live in a place where people have a hard time enjoying their lives.
I do think that it's somewhat of a fair comp.
I mean, it's not, yeah, like not 100% of the time. But he's like, yeah, people don't get amped up out here. California has the exact same reputation.
Right. Like Giants games until 10, 12, and 14, you were hard-pressed to really find a jacked up crowd. And I remember the early days of Pac Bell Park when it opened, now Oracle Park, where a lot of people were critical of, oh, these new fans, and they're not like the Candlestick fans that were so hardcore, and, you know, 4,700 fans at Candlestick, and we got after it, and these fans are different. And, well, when you win, it gets loud and it gets crazy out here. And I think it's the same for Miami, where Miami right now, what? They're the 10 seed, and you traded away your star, who was somebody you could kind of root for. And are we going to get crazy for Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson?
I don't know, but I mean, it's like, I didn't know this about Miami, but I heard it a bunch yesterday because of the whole Jimmy Butler thing, and people wanted to know what the reaction would be. But everyone said in Miami, the crowd always arrives really, really late. And I think about how when the Warriors are in the playoffs, literally the Warriors, like Steve Kerr, will publicly at press conferences, like, games start early. Could you please all be in your seat at the start of the game? We don't want tip-off to happen with a building that's three quarters full. You don't have to do those things in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that in Cleveland.
What do you got in Oklahoma City?
Right, right. You're there at 3 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game.
Yeah, and especially, though, because it's, like, super fresh and new. And I remember the first Warrior Championship run at Oracle where you'd have Let's Go Warrior chants 45 minutes before tip because it was something that we had never seen.
Exactly.
And it was something special in the first time, and you had 98% of fans wearing the T-shirt that they would give you. And
and that happens, right? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? If the Giants went to the World Series again this year. Well,
you know, they're allowed to.
If the Giants went to the World Series, would Oracle Park be as loud as it was 15 years ago?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'd argue no. Kind of like Red Sox. There's just like...
Well, I wonder about Cleveland this year. Like, if Cleveland goes on a run, will Cleveland be as loud and as wild as they were the first time LeBron got it done, or the first time LeBron brought them to it?
It's a good question. You know, I wonder. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know? I've never even been to Cleveland.
It's a great question.
Me either. Yeah.
I don't know. But I do think when a city has had that long, long, long angst, and then it happens, well, it's like, okay, now we've got it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that the Cubs, if they go to the World Series, that would be huge and the fan base would be crazy, but you'd be missing that, like, I am about to cry heavy tears if they win the World Series. You would just be like, let's get drunk. They're going to win the World Series. But a few years ago, it was like, I'm going to cry like my grandpa wanted to see this and never saw
it.
Like that thing. Great. Hey. Let's drink. There you go. And 2010 for Giants fans, I know it did for me. It had some of that. Dude, I bawled when they won the 2010 World Series. I didn't when they won in 12 and 14.
Right. Because you've been there, done that.
Yeah.
And different cities are, you know, have different responses. Like Arizona, Phoenix is not, you know, a super passionate sports town either, but, you know, when the Diamondbacks won it, they didn't really have that long history of pain and angst. I don't think it was the same level of tears.
Some of it is just the cold. Just the weather, which is a weird thing to say, but I really do think that that's it. Like,
about if Buffalo ever wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about, like, weeping.
That's it. Like, done.
Yeah. Shut the place down for 4 days.
We can move to Siberia now. That's right. It. That's it. We don't need anything else in life. That's it. But when it's warm, people are just like, yeah, we're good. We're good with whatever happens. It'd be nice. Like, we're into it, but, you know, it's warm. So it's fine. And I think that's kind of, it sounds to me like that's what Miami's like.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.